Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our special guests that we bring to you each and every day. And amazing to think that we are one week away from that first round. We'll be getting underway the virtual 2020 NFL draft. And one of the young men making their path to hear his name called during that draft is the Penn State standout, Robert Windsor. He was down at the Senior Bowl. He also partook at the NFL Combine and two fantastic opportunities to showcase your skills after a great career at Penn State. But with that said, Robert, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's a wonderful afternoon. I just got done training in my trainer's garage and had a good meal to complement that. So it's going pretty good.
Excellent. You know, it's such a different, everything going on with the coronavirus, having you gentlemen on the show, hearing about how workouts are going, some guys are in their backyard. So kind of take us through. I'm sure you probably were, at school training, you're off at one of the combine prep, facilities leading up to all this, but what's it like just doing your thing in the garage right now to stay active?
I'm really blessed and fortunate that I have a trainer that he took a lot of his equipment and moved it in his garage. So like the workouts I do are pretty similar to what I would be doing at his facility. So I'm getting like top notch workouts with a top notch trainer, but just in his garage. So I've been pretty blessed with that.
Excellent. Do we want to give him a shout out?
Yeah, Brad Arnett. He's one of the best guys in Wisconsin. And if anyone's listening to this and they need some top tier training in Wisconsin, you should go see him.
Excellent.
Bradley
Excellent
Arnett.
Stuff, man. Bradley Arnett getting it done with our guest today, Robert Windsor, getting him in NFL shape as we're 1 week away. So I'm curious. I mean, growing up, you're doing your thing on the field. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you a better player, a better athlete way back then?
I mean, I was always huge, like compared to everyone else, especially in Pop Warner and all that. And at first, when I was really young, I wanted to be a college basketball player in like elementary school. But as time went on, I just became more dominant in football and just grew to love that. And just that took off. And I just followed that path.
Nice. Now, some guys that come on the show, they basketball is their first passion. They start to grow bigger and bigger, and then they just enjoy the physicality of maybe just, not hitting a guy in terms of a fist fight, but just the physicality of being able to push and move guys around on the basketball court. Was that something you kind of endured as well, where you knew you were physically more gifted as well, so why not really be able to take it out on guys and just do it on the football field?
I guess you could say that. I just think that I excelled more at football. So like everyone likes what they're good at, right? And I was just dominating
right.
Football. So I'm like, oh, this is pretty fun.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm curious. So I mean, so you start getting all the accolades in high school. I mean, I think you're defensive player of the year or something. I mean, you so you pick up the momentum. Who was looking at you coming out of high school, and how did you know that playing in Happy Valley at Penn State was going to be your best fit?
Well, I didn't have too many great offers. When I committed to Penn State was my best offer. And then after I committed, Wisconsin had offered. So it's just kind of like, oh, what the heck do I do? But I'm a man of my word, and I had already committed. and I thought it was a good fit for me, and I thought I'd have a great opportunity to play early, which was the main reason I wanted to, like, it was solely a football decision. Like, that was the best place for me, I felt, to get ahead in football, because I knew I was the lowest recruit coming in. I started out at 2-star. I think I might have got bumped up to 2.5 or 3 at the end, but whatever. And I just thought that would be a great place for me to prove myself.
Well, then you definitely did that. And like you said, I mean, you know, redshirt freshman, you're making a nice impact at such a young, you know, a collegiate level. I mean, as a youngster, you're really in a big-time program in the Big Ten nonetheless. Once again, Robert Windsor, the standout from Penn State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we find out a little bit about what this young man brings to the table as we're 1 week away from the 2020 NFL draft. For you, Robert, I mean, you start doing your thing with the Nittany Lions. I mean, when you start to get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon, you know, can allow you this opportunity to possibly make a living on a Sunday, I mean, when does it really hit you that this is a realistic goal that you can achieve by playing in the National Football League?
As soon as I got my first college scholarship, it was just kind of like when I was in high school, it's like, okay, I'm working to become a collegiate athlete. And I got my first offer from Illinois, and as soon as that comes, I'm like, okay, like, I'm a collegiate athlete. Now I'm training to be a professional athlete. That was kind of my mindset my whole career. It's like there was never a doubt in my mind that I wouldn't. Yeah, I never had a doubt. I've always believed, which I believe was a big part of me making it here.
I love it. I love that aspect. Is, you know, like, I like how the scholarship aspect kind of was the motivator and the game changer in terms of that. So I ask all the guys, and at this point, I mean, you've been down at the Senior Bowl. You're there at the hotel. You know what it was like that first. You know, you're walking through the lobby, you're going up the escalator. I mean, it's filled with donuts and Reese cups. What was that experience like for you, just getting to allow these teams to know you as a man, just not the guy that they see on the field?
Yeah, I honestly, it's funny you brought up the donuts, because in my head, I'm like, it's a trap. Don't do it. Like, they're trying to see who's going to go for the donuts. All the scouts are around watching. But, no, it was just like a lot of pressure. It was a lot, like the whole week was a lot of pressure. It's like you get there, you just interview, and then you got to worry about practice. So it's just like, it's a hectic week, but it was good to do it. Like, I'm glad, I'm very grateful I had that opportunity and did it. But it was a high stress, high pressure week.
It definitely is. I mean, it's a job interview, but nonetheless, it's a fantastic opportunity, a priceless opportunity for any senior in your position. I mean, very few get to go and experience what you did. And like you said, you got the first taste of all the coaches, scouts, and evaluators that are going to make a difference in the careers of all you guys. So that jettisons you off to the combine, and you get to go down there and do your thing and make your rounds. I'm sure you went to the Nike suite and got your free gear at the
yeah,
hotels as you make your thing. Let me ask you this. It's not so much a football question, but were you able to get all your stuff back into your duffel bags and back on a plane and back home, or did you have to leave anything behind?
They actually mailed it from the hotel, so there's no way I was bringing all it back with me. So what you did, you put it in the – they gave you a bunch of duffel bags too. So you put it in the duffel bags, give it to the lady at the front desk, and they ship it to where you need it. So that's – I had to do that for like two bags.
Nice. That's something. I'm glad. That's the first I've heard of. That must be something new that they're doing, because I've been doing this a long time and I've heard horror stories. That's why I wanted to know if you were able to get all your goods out of there. So, I mean, for you, I mean, watching you being able to watch you play, Robert, I mean, I think your hustle and your relentlessness, I mean, snap after snap after snap, I mean, you're just like a machine. But, I mean, for you, I mean, maybe even what the scouts have told you through this process, or even in your own words, I mean, what do you think these teams love about you when they break down the tape? I mean, what are those hallmark home run abilities where they're going to want to put you on their 53-man roster?
Well, one thing, like, which is clear, is like the effort I play with. And I just wanted to clear this up. I usually don't read my own press, but sometimes it gets pushed in my face. And I read around and people do like, oh, he's not overly athletic. I feel like that's a mistake, like, just because I play hard. No, I'm extremely athletic. I'm very fast and agile, which for my size, which I think NFL teams like. I'm good at rushing the quarterback. I'm very good with my hands. I'm very active with my hands.
and that's very appealing.
Yeah.
In the league we're in today, which is a high pass league, and I said those are the main things that coaches have loved about me so far is my effort, my ability to rush the passer, and the way I use my hands.
Yeah, you're disruptive. That's what it is. You show up on every play. It's not like you don't disappear. Some guys, you know, they just disappear. You're one of those guys that have been able to see you play, you know, put the binoculars on you from the press box, and you're a guy that just does not disappear. And I'm not saying that because you're on the show. I mean, I take my notes, and like I said, that's why I was excited to get you on, because I love getting a guy on that I've been able to see play that I was really excited about. And again, I just love the motor. I love how you're just disruptive behind that line of scrimmage. You cause havoc. And, you know, and that creates, that creates aggravation for an offense. And I think that's what you do, at least in my words. And it's a positive thing. How about this one? And then we got a week to go. I don't know what these scouts would possibly not know about you with 7 days left. But is there anything that these scouts need to know? I mean, maybe the system you ran, you could have dropped more in coverage or blitzed more. I don't know. Maybe you can long snap. I mean, what do these scouts need to know that might benefit you?
That I can do it all. I can play anywhere on the defensive line you ask me. I can play the run. And I think that's it, is that I'm a versatile player. And as these rosters, like, they're so limited, I think that's highly valuable to teams. Because if an end goes down, I can go play end. If a three-tech nose goes down, I can go play inside. So I just – and if you draft me, you're getting a kid with a vision to be great, and I'm going to make choices towards that vision. So that's kind of the message I leave with any coaches listening to this.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Robert Windsor, the Penn State standout, joining us here on the C2P. And if you miss this young man play at the collegiate level, you really missed something special. But hopefully you're going to be able to see him do it in the National Football League in a not-too-distant future. For you, you signed with Eugene Lee, MBK Sports. I mean, how did you know Eugene and these guys were going to be your best fit?
Well, I kind of took like a weekend in the summer, or a week, the whole week, I should say, in the summer, and I met with all these different agents and listened to what they had to say, and they were all pretty similar. So what it came down to, like, after analyzing the business aspect of it and seeing who is best from the business aspect, it came down to who made me feel the most comfortable, because it's all about, like, you got to be able to trust your agent. So I just felt like this, like, he just gave me a good vibe, and I felt like this was a guy I could build a relationship with and trust. So that's how I made my decision.
Yeah, everybody likes Eugene, and I like it. Even people in the business. Like, I'm just saying, he's a good guy, and like I said, you're in good hands, and like I said, he works hard, and that's it. You work hard, you guys. Yeah, I mean, it's that's the fun part about it, is it's that combination of you busting your tail and they're busting their tail, and you guys are going to meet in the middle and watch this thing prosper. Robert, we're almost out of time, but we'd like to have a little bit of fun with you guys before we let you go. We call it three and out. A few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
As long as they're not too off the wall.
No. We listen, this is draft time. We never do anything like that. But we did have your teammate on. Yeah, we had your teammate on, Jan Johnson, and I texted him earlier today, and I said, hey, yeah, I said, Robert's coming on the show. I go, is there anything fun I can tease him about? He said, first of all, he says, he's a great guy. He said, you had the best personality, but he wanted me to ask you about the toe spacers that you wear.
Oh, the okay. So I'm into a bunch of self-healing things, and for a while I was into these things that space out your toes, like they're called yoga toes. So
okay.
It's actually a thing. You can go online and buy a pair of your own, but so naturally you're supposed to have space between your feet. Like if you were this is how I would pitch it to my teammate. I pitched it to Jan one time, I believe. I would say if you look at a Native American's foot. They have their if you take your hand and spread your hand as far as you can, that's kind of how their toes are. It gives them a better base and balance. I'm like, that's how your feet are supposed to be, but since we're in shoes all day, your toes, if you take your shoe off and you look at your toes, they are kind of pressed together and fit together like a puzzle. Like just they're not supposed to be like that. So that was kind of my thing about the yoga toes. But they have been discontinued for me.
Fair enough. And how about this one? James Franklin, he's really turned that program around, very iconic coach. Does anybody in that locker room do a great impersonation of Coach Franklin? Would it be incredible?
Antonio Shelton. Next year he'll be coming out. You can get him on the show. He'll do a great impression for you.
I love it.
So every year we do a skit, and a skit is like people on the team trying to mimic the staff. And I thought he impressed me with his James Franklin impersonation.
I'm gonna be looking forward to that. I'm gonna have to put that in my notes. And then the final one, I mean, you are a week away from finding out your next football journey. I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends, a time to celebrate. With that said, who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Oh, my God. My mother, of course. And I really like her. I'm probably going to have her. I'm going to ask her to make some Reuben sandwiches. Her Reuben sandwiches are unbelievable.
Oh,
and
really?
Also a nice pack of bratwurst. Good old Wisconsin bratwurst.
Dude, I'm a big Reuben guy. You got me. Man, you might have to freeze one and melt it to me or something.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, we're gonna work on this. We're gonna hang up. We're gonna finish the show, and then we're gonna text about the Reuben sandwich, because if you're saying this is my go-to, then it's gotta be special. Hey, Robert, fantastic career again. Yeah, well, hey, man, you're special. What you did at Penn State was special. They're going to miss seeing you do what you do, but we're almost out of time. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Excellent. Thank you. Once again, that is Robert Windsor, the standout from Penn State. Again, this kid got a motor, and I'm glad he kind of brought up the athleticism part. You know, sometimes, that gets lost in the shuffle when you just kind of bust your tail snap after snap, and I think that's what he was kind of referencing to. But this kid has it. And when you watch him at the line of scrimmage, he's a disruptor, and that's what I love. And he does not take a single playoff. This kid is going 100%. I love what he brought to Happy Valley, and they're going to miss seeing him do his thing there at Beaver State. And once again, we appreciate doing this here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.